Look at that, David. Isn't that
How's
a beauty?
How's the turkey coming along?
Well, it's, what's this?
That's beautiful.
What is that, anyway?
That looks... That's that pruna whip.
Well, what's it doing there? It is in the way. I need every room here.
That's pruna whip.
A what?
Pruna whip.
Pruna whip.
That's what you called it when you made that first tape with me 5 years ago. When you were talking about those buns. It was the poppy seed tape.
Oh.
Remember when you said Mildred has poppy seed and she likes it?
Mm-hmm. You still have that tape?
Oh. Yeah, we play that regularly.
That's a classic.
It's just called the poppy seed tape.
Oh, the poppy seed tape.
Do you want to tell all the good people what this is now?
Oh, heck. David, I wish you wouldn't bother me right when I'm in a very crucial part here.
Is that cut easy?
Oh, yeah, it kind of falls off pretty easy. You think it's done?
I think so.
Yeah, I mean, I can wiggle it really, you know.
Harvey Steiner says not to cook turkey too much.
Well, that is, you know, I think it depends on each individual's taste. We kind of like it a little more done than not too done, you know. More on the, I think it's done. I'm going to I'm going to transfer it over here to this platter. That is, if I have any luck, I'm going to transfer it. If it falls on the floor, I'm going to kill myself.
You say that every time.
Well, I'm really going to kill myself if it falls on the floor.
Now, that would be a disaster, wouldn't it?
Now, let's see. I think if I do each one.
I wish I could help.
No, no, don't. I think I can. What I need is for someone to wiggle the thing off of these.
You need somebody with muscle to get that
bird
out of there.
What I need, see, it's stuck onto these wires here, and I got to loosen them up first before I can get it out of the. Gee, I hate to ruin this damn thing because I can't get it moving here.
How did it get
one?
Oh, there it goes.
Oh, there it's loose now. Okay,
it's
now.
Completely free.
Okay, now just put it flat, Mama. There, now I think I can get this over now if I stab it real good. Oh, the other one is. Mama, you're going to burn yourself.
Oh, it's that wing sticking in there.
Yeah, I can get it. Just a minute.
It's free, but that wing hangs up.
There, now it's loose.
Okay, now.
That's a big turkey, isn't it?
This is about the biggest one I think I've ever had.
Mm-hmm.
Mm. Okay, there we go. All right, made it. Now, I'll just let it sit there for a while.
Mm-hmm.
That's good.
Yeah.
Okay.
That's fine.
Now, I'll make the gravy while this is kind of cooling off a little bit, and then... It looks good. It smells good, too.
It smells good.
Yeah. All right. All set. Now, I got this thing going, so it'll stay warm right on top. Okay. I'm going to use that to cut it with, and I'll use that fork.
Okay. Now look out, Dave.
What are you doing, David? You're hovering around here like an old hen. What sound are you possibly going to get out of that dark oven? You got that thing stuck right in the oven. You can't get any noise out of that oven, can you?
You'd be surprised.
I doubt it.
That tea kettle is pretty good.
It's a wait until it whistles if you want something from the tea kettle.
It doesn't have to whistle. It's okay. What's going to happen here?
Hey, there's something. There's a noise. Hear that?
It's too loud. See, I'm looking for little tiny sounds like the meat juice sizzling on the turkey.
I'm just going to make the gravy now, so you can't possibly
hear any noise. If you don't get out of your mother's way, she's going to do something drastic.
See, I got to find something to put that grease in. I don't want to use all this grease, so I'm going to get rid of some of it.
Let me get that.
Is that important, that noise there? Can you
That's
hear
real
that?
Good. I did it the last time, too.
Oh, you did? That's important.
It's just good.
Good, good, good. Okay, now let's see. I'm going to have a little flour just to make the gravy, and then we'll eat. I got everything all ready except the gravy, so. Let's see now. Turn this on. Peas.
Isn't that what we had the last time?
I don't know. We did. Nothing wrong with peas. Okay. Now, let's see. You know, you could catch that thing on fire. Then you would be in trouble, wouldn't you?
Yeah.
You're gonna... You get so close.
That grease is gonna splatter on it.
No, it won't.
Then you'll be in trouble.
Then you'll be sorry.
Then you'd scream like a banshee.
See, it's getting louder, so I can bet you've got that heat way too high.
So now you're a cook? You're telling me how to cook my gravy now? Is that what you're doing?
Get that middle part. There we go.
Another cook, she'd send you.
Yeah?
Where?
She'd send you out of the kitchen.
You know, there's an old saying about
get out of the kitchen.
Two cooks in the kitchen never made it.
I'm not cooking.
You know.
Well, a kitchen
cook.
Can only stand one cook.
Your mother's very patient, I should say.
Just a little more flour in there.
Too many cooks would stand for it.
Gee, did I? Yeah, that's hot. Yep.
It's funny.
Well, it isn't. That's the way it's supposed to look.
Water.
Yeah, as soon as this flour cooks a little bit, then I put the water in it. If I can get that nice and brown there. Okay, now I put the water in it. How's it look now? Better?
Yeah, it's real good.
But I gotta get more water in it yet because it's getting a little bit thick down.
You've got lumpy
gravy. It won't be when it's cooked. That's why I'm standing here stirring it so it won't get lumpy. Hungry?
Moderately.
You know, I'm really not too hungry either. I think that stuff we ate for lunch was a little bit too rich, huh?
I think so too.
Yeah.
Well, I just ate too much. I didn't know when to quit.
Yeah, well,
was
it tasted
all good giving you this time?
Not a bit.
So you feel fine?
I feel in the pink.
That's good.
Now, I need just a little bit of salt and pepper in here.
Where are they?
Right here. Oh. Salt, pepper. You know what I've been using lately in some of my sauces and my tomato sauce, and I haven't used it. I mean, I have it in my cupboard for years, and I just never used it much as, what's that spice?
Oregano.
No, not oregano. Look out, this stuff.
Curry.
No. What the, where did I put it? Cumin.
Yeah, that's good in tomato sauce.
Yeah, it is. It's very good. It's kind of a, I don't know, it kind of is good in Mexican type foods, you know, like when you use cornmeal or something and a tamale pie. Mm-hmm. And I read the recipe in one of your Better Homes magazines, yeah, and they were saying how to use different spices. And I guess it's pronounced cumin or cumin.
How do you spell it?
C-U-M-I-N. How would you say it, David? Huh?
I don't know.
I didn't ask how I'd say it. I just simply wanted
to
know.
Well, anyway, it's good with tomato sauce. Okay. You gotta try it sometime. Mm-hmm. Oh, wait a minute. I forgot the most important ingredient.
Oh, geez, what was
my
that?
Giblets. All my cut up giblet stuff.
Did you put it in at the wrong time?
No, you can put it in now. You don't have to put it in any special time. Yeah, now that looks pretty good. Let's see, I wonder if I ought to put a little, maybe just a touch more water, just a touch.
Now since you're batching and doing your own cooking, you're learning something.
Yeah, now if you ever have to make this gravy, David, you'll know firsthand how to do it.
Mm-hmm. Do you think I could make gravy at Port Costa?
Oh, of course you could.
Yeah, of course. Why not?
Make gravy anyplace.
Of course, gravy is strictly taboo for all these health nuts. They don't believe in any kind of sauces and gravy. But if you only have it once or twice a year, what difference does it make? I mean, I don't have gravy very often.
Well, at this stage in my life, I don't think it matters much one way or another.
Do you see any whipped cream in my beard?
Oh, that's weird.
Well, I mean, when I was licking the beaters.
He says he got some whipped cream in his beard. I don't see any whipped cream in it.
That looks bad.
Well, maybe if you trimmed it off a little bit, you wouldn't get whipped cream in your beard.
That's not what I meant.
What do you mean?
Well, I just don't want it on it.
Well, I don't see any on it.
You must have licked it off or something.
No, it's too far down to get on.
Okay, I thought the beaters rubbed up against it because I've gotten soup in it before.
You have?
Yeah.
You know what they used to call that?
Soup he's getting
strings.
Kind of a good beard there. If you just keep it trimmed now, you'll be.
What was that little cap you said I should start wearing?
Cap?
That little Jewish cap? Why do you keep saying that? Do I really look that way?
You look like a rabbi, David.
A rabbi?
You even got the right name for it, Rabbi David.
I sure don't know anything about it.
You don't?
I'm an insult to that, so don't mention it.
All right. Oh,
that's an
now,
insult.
Let's see.
You don't want to be Jewish?
I like it fine, but I'm not good enough to be Jewish.
Oh, I don't know about that.
I don't think so. I'm not smart enough.
Oh,
well,
yes,
you might be right there. You gotta have a few brains, I think. Okay, now, let's see. What do I got here? I got my, I'm gonna put my plates down here.
I've never seen those plates before.
Because they're new, that's why. Oh. They're new, brand new plates. We're trying them out tonight to see if they work. I gotta put that gravy in something. Let's see, what do I put in? I guess this bowl will be all right. Right now, I think.
Okay.
I'm going to try to open it right now, I mean. This takes a little expertise here. If I can get this going good. They always wrap this stuff like they don't want you to get into it for some reason. Stuff on the bottle.
What is that stuff?
Oh, it's some kind of foil. I don't know why they do that. They make it real difficult.
Pop off.
Well, yeah. It's under pressure. It's going to pop off no matter what.
I think it'll hit the ceiling.
No, it's not going to hit the ceiling, but they warn you to be careful. What does that mean? See these little things here? On that one it says no, and on that one it says yes. See that?
That's a picture describing how not to open it.
Oh, you're not supposed to open it toward your face. That's what they mean. It's got to be opened away. See, because it's under pressure, and if you open it toward your face, it might blind you. It could pop right into your eye.
Yeah.
Okay, here we go. Okay.
That work out okay?
Yeah, fine.
Good.
Great. No problem.
Well, you have to do everything, buddy.
Well?
And you have these two men around here that don't...
Oh, they don't know anything about the kitchen. Okay. I'll have it all ready.
It looks nice and bubbly and pink, doesn't it? Mm-hmm. Hmm.
Okay, put this on.
I think I'll save the other bottle for New Year's. Mm. Lovely. Okay, there you go.
I hope that isn't interfering with your perfect sound here. Okay. There we go. Okay, now I'm going to cut this off. Now, I suppose you want one of these big legs, right, David? Because that's what you usually eat.
I'll have a big leg.
Okay, a big leg. See where they were going.
A dirty spoon.
Oh, too bad.
Bran muffin crisp. That's
pretty good. We got a free ticket on that not long ago, and I tried it, and it's a good cereal. It's got little raisins in it.
Mm. Did you say crisp?
Pardon? No, she didn't.
Not crisp.
No, not crisp.
Crisp.
Okay.
Is that correct?
Yeah.
But I don't think I'd buy that ordinarily because it's almost $2 for that damn little box.
Is it?
Yeah.
I know. I like
some of those cereals are very expensive now. You know, you used to pay 50 cents for a box of Wheaties or something, and they're all way over $1.50 now, I don't buy those things too often. In fact, I get a lot of my cereal out of the bins, you know.
Oh, you do?
Yeah, I do. I get all my oatmeal, and they have granola mix, and it's pretty good. And it's only like at about 50 cents or something a pound, and so I buy stuff like that.
Maybe they charge because they have to put it in the box.
Yeah, it's in a fancy box, and so.
The image is more important than the real thing.
But if I buy any cereals in boxes at all, I usually, you give me coupons for cereals. Mm-hmm. I use those a lot on cereals. Because you can save sometimes as much as 40 cents on a box.
Yeah, that's right.
You know.
They usually have those coupons in every week.
We get a lot of them too. And you know, now the stores up here, if you have coupons that you can't use, they have a big barrel in the store, and you can just put all the coupons. So usually the ones I don't use, I take to the store and put in this box, you know. And sometimes a lot of, poorer people go in there and scramble around and get the coupons. We have a good deal going on at the, we have a farmer's market, flair market down the road here. And once a week, they have a little coupon in the paper and it says double.
Oh yeah.
And so you can use your coupon and plus the coupon in the paper, and you can get twice off whatever the coupon is. Mm. Like if it's 40 cents, you can get 80 cents off on something. So I usually take advantage of that. Mm-hmm. Especially on cereals, because, you know, 80 cents off is pretty good on a box of cereal.
Well, they got something new going in Santa Rosa.
Oh, really?
Not in my stores, but in a store on the outskirts.
Yeah.
Not the A and B market.
No.
No, it isn't. It's the G and something.
G and something. Yeah. Another letter is a
G something.
Okay.
They have an electric push carts.
Oh, really?
Yeah, you sit in it.
You sit in it?
And you push a little button that goes all around.
You can drive yourself around.
It was on
around.
Television and you saw the damn.
I don't remember that.
People driving around.
Is that right?
Yeah. It's mostly for people that are crippled and can't walk too well.
I see.
Are you going to do it?
Grandma doesn't need it. What's the matter with you?
I thought maybe you might do it just for an experiment.
Oh, I don't think they allow you to.
Oh, okay.
You got to show that you can't be like a handicapped person.
It's for handicapped people.
Yeah. Well, that's pretty nice, you know, that they would do something like that.
They have a basket in front. They just
go around, huh? Well, I would imagine if a store like that has them, they have to have the aisles kind of wide.
Oh, yeah.
You know, so that you can.
It's kind of big. It looks big.
Yeah.
Especially in our lucky is that the aisles are so narrow that you just have to kind of fight your way through.
Well,
when it's crowded anyway, like this last week.
Yeah.
Boy, they were bumping baskets all over.
Well, you know, I've noticed in some of the older stores, how narrow the aisles are. I'm getting kind of used to seeing those wider, aisles, and a lot of the newer stores have it nice and wide, but once in a while you get into an older store, and I notice that, it seems a little crowded.
Yes, it is.
So
and some people get a little annoyed if you bump them. And
women with long fingernails. They have their Lee nails on.
Yeah.
Oh, the false fingernails are in vogue now. You know, they are the ugliest things, and usually they're about an inch and a half long, How those people can do anything with claws like that, I can't imagine. But the thing that really amazed me was last week, you've heard of this Dolly Parton.
Yeah.
Well, she's kind of got real long fingernails, but she was being sued, for something. Somebody stole, she was being sued because somebody claimed that she stole one of their songs, And so she had to go into court about it. And so it was on the news, and she took her guitar with her to play in the court, so that she could show the judge that she was innocent and everything. Well, the reporter stopped her out on the sidewalk before she got into the courtroom, and so they said, "How about a song, Dolly?"
Mm-hmm.
And so she put on her guitar and she started playing right there. I don't know how she did it, but she had fingernails that long. But she played that guitar really good.
Perfect.
And I can't understand how she can do anything with those fingernails, and yet it sounded good. She was just a playing there with these big claws. Honestly.
And the colors they use on them days.
What color?
Oh, all kinds. Edna's daughter has a thing about colored nails, And the last time I saw her,
were they
were like, what's
black.
The color here? No, they were a purple.
Yeah.
A metallic purple that she had on her. They look horrible.
You chose her that way, too.
And yet, that's kind of the style right now. Those terrible colored fingernails.
Women don't know what to do with themselves anymore.
Well, and here's a funny thing. I went into the Payless last week to do a little Christmas shopping, and there was an older man. I was in the cosmetic department. There was an older man in there.
He looked like
he was about, 60 maybe. Mm-hmm. And he was looking around, and finally one of the sales clerks came up to him and, said, "Can I help you?" and all that. And he says, "I want to see," and he named a brand, a fingernail. He was going to buy his wife a set of fingernails for Christmas.
Probably
nails. Yeah, and some kind of a weird name for fingernails. And he was serious. I mean, he was looking around there for these fingernails for his wife. She was going to paste these things on her fingers.
Women are going crazy, really.
Honest to God.
Now they wear jewels, too.
Oh, yeah, little diamond things in that, and all kinds of. Well, you can better believe any woman that puts those on her nails, she isn't going to do anything but sit in a chair. I mean, you can't do anything.
And show her
nails. Yeah, and show her fingernails. God.
They don't do that at all in Port Costa.
They don't. They don't have long fingernails.
Yeah. Well, it's funny how some styles get a hold, you know, and they, honestly. Well, some of the hair, and it sticks up in spikes.
Up, yeah,
little spiky things, you know, all over the head.
It's funny to see a colored woman with her.
Yeah,
all
little.
His hair sticking up.
Yeah, I've really seen.
What
you know,
about a colored woman with chrome fingernails?
Oh, yeah, that would be a great.
Well,
especially around Christmas time when there's crowds, you see more different weird things.
Young,
you know?
And they color their hair all orange and green.
Yeah, orange and green.
Little Ian bleached his hair.
What
no
are you
kidding.
Color white.
No kidding. Good grief.
Is he playing the part of Tiny Tim this year?
No, but he let it grow and it's white.
Good heavens. Well, does he do that mainly because he
He's
thinks
never
it's
done
a.
Before.
Well, maybe
it's
he thinks
typical.
It's attractive, and if he does any performing, he wants to stand out with white hair.
I don't know. Well, it isn't so bad to see the young folks do that.
Well,
but
with,
when you
with
see
the young,
an
yeah,
woman,
yeah, an older woman that does the
oh,
stuff,
boy.
Some older woman that's supposed to have enough sense that does stuff like
try
that.
Try to look like the young people.
Yeah. Luminous, and they have those big thing. A lot of material between here.
Between.
Yeah, you know.
Sloppy.
Yeah.
Well, I saw one woman in the store shopping. She had a white dress on with great big flowers in it. And I can't hardly describe it. It was one of those floppy ones.
Yeah.
But around the hips, she had it tied, and there was a bow right
in
back here.
Oh, my God.
And it was the dress was down to her ankles, and this bow, she had it tied real tight around the hip, and with the bow right where
right
you sit down.
I wonder if she could sit down.
Probably not. And I suppose when she walked, the little bow kind of wiggled a little bit.
Yeah, the little bow would wiggle, and that was so disgusting.
Well, you wonder sometimes
how
a woman can have the nerve to go out, you know, and look that
and
way.
Yeah, and look like that.
Yeah.
See, just different. I guess they want to be just a little different than anybody
do.
Else.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I had one.
Yeah. Well, that wasn't bad. It was kind of a nice style.
I don't know.
How about a little more coffee?
Yeah.
Half a cup?
We'll fix this style business.
What kind of TV were you looking at it? The good guys?
Sharp.
Oh, they got a Mitsubishi 198.
I didn't know MGA had a cheaper model anymore. I thought they stopped.
Well, that's what it has there.
Mm, thank you, dear.
You ever noticed over the years that they all kind of come back to a style that they've had years ago? I mean, except
true.
Maybe this year. I don't remember in past years any of the styles looking as strange as they have this year. And I don't know about the hem lines. They're up and down, and they're all different kinds, you know. You don't know.
And slits.
Yeah.
Slits in back and slits in front.
Yeah.
So slits are no good.
Well, if they're modest slits, you don't like them slit clear up to the armpit like some of them are.
That sounds like it'll cut me.
We should.
Well, you know, even the trousers and pants are kind of strange. I mean, they're all different widths. Some of them are real tight around the ankles.
Mm-hmm.
And some of them are short, you know, kind of.
Yeah.
They're not.
I don't like them short.
Yeah.
Like any of their new styles.
Yeah. He does. If he just grabs something in the dark and puts it on.
I don't have a problem with style.
You know, he comes in the house here sometimes, in his pants, the pockets are down here. I don't know how, it's a miracle.
Why they don't
how
fall
he keeps
off,
them up.
Huh?
I don't know. He's
one of these days you'll
up.
Be embarrassed. They'll
some
fall down.
Someday they're
going to
fall, David, and you're really going to be
in a
problem.
Pickle.
You're going to have a problem. They'll fall down in a restaurant or something. What would you do? Just reach down and pull them up and
yeah,
walk out
I'd
or
have,
something?
No, I just continue eating.
Oh, well, he says that a belt hurts his stomach.
Oh, poppycock.
So that's why he doesn't wear a belt. It hurts. So therefore, you've heard of suspenders? You ought to wear suspenders. That's something people don't wear much, men especially.
No.
You know, you hardly see it. Well, I haven't seen suspenders in years.
Well, I sometimes see a young person, young man. Oh,
I think they're coming back.
You do think they're coming back?
I've seen a few on younger people.
You know what I always liked about a man's suit if he's all dressed up? I like a vest on a man. And,
yeah,
and I notice that they're kind of coming back again. I see them.
It looks very neat.
Yeah.